To my right is Storm Lake St. Mary's boys JV head coach and varsity assistant Beth Bjorkren. And Beth, the JV played, of course, before the varsity got underway. GTRA winning 35-27. Visiting with Nick a bit ago, said you got off to 9-4 lead in that. I came in, it was 15-11, so kind of had a dry spell for two quarters plus, but finished rather close. How would you break down the game?
We did start out strong. It's just the middle of the game's kind of killing us. We started out really strong, ended really strong. It's just that middle of the game is kind of really tough on us. We got to work out some kinks.
Well, talk about the kinks that you have worked out as you've gone along. I know it's kind of been a struggle at times, but I'm sure the guys are working hard. What are some improvements that you've seen as you've gone along?
Our shooting's getting better. At the beginning of the season, we were kind of scared to shoot altogether. Our ball handling's getting a little bit better. I think the gym here kind of took them out of their element because with that, there was no three-point line to shoot from. So that kind of got in their heads, but... yeah, we got a little work to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us some names. I know all or most of the JV players are also on the varsity roster, but who's seeing most of the minutes for you?
Tanner Snyder. He gets quite a bit. We got Dawson Miller, Dalton Vanderwall. He's a great defender. Mm-hmm. And I've got Zach Rowling. He's always working. Oh, let's see. We got Chalk Malou. And sometimes I can get Alex Merton, Rathjak, Jake Heitman. I can get some of those guys. Sometimes when they add the JVR, JV doubleheaders, it's always great to have those guys down here. I wish I had them more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, we've got Dalton Lohman, Kale Murray, and Josh Natterin.
All right. Hopefully that covers them all. Didn't want you to leave anybody out there.
Gabe. But, and Gabe.
And, okay. So, yeah, the guys will keep working on their game. So, for you stepping in this year and helping the program, what's it been like for you?
I love it. I love working with the guys. At first, I really didn't think they'd listen to me much. But I think this is a great group of guys that I could have stepped in with. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
You say a little afraid of how they would receive you at first. You know, we're evolving in that there's a woman assistant now hired by the Buffalo Bills just recently. And, so a lot has come as far as that goes.
Sure.
Being a female leading the team, was that a little of what you're saying, the trepidatious part of it?
Yeah. But no, they've adjusted to me pretty well. So, they listen. They're good guys.
All right. Very good. So... we're at halftime of girls basketball here in Grettinger. 17-15 is the score in GTRA's favor. And so Eric Broich, is he, for all intents and purposes, the JV assistant coach then?
He's kind of my JV assistant, my JVR assistant, my 7th and 8th grade boys assistant. He helps me out a lot.
All right. So if, God forbid, something would happen to... Nick or yourself, then Eric would be next in line, you're saying.
He's our guy.
That would be fun. Also, Nick told me earlier in the season that you're also leading the junior high then. Does it get pretty overwhelming for you at times?
Yeah, it did. We got done with our season, I think on about the 11th was our last game. We didn't have a great season. We got a lot of work to do. Some of those younger kids are just... starting off playing basketball at 7th grade, so.
But they gave a great effort.
Yeah, sure, they did. It's a challenge to work with them, but next year I think I'll stick around with them and they'll be just fine.
Good. So your brother is Nate, who is an assistant coach in the NBA
with
the Phoenix Suns. So do you communicate much? I'm sure he's busy with life on the road in the NBA, but you talk coaching a lot with Nate?
Yeah, he helps me out. My Uncle Brad is over at Simpson. He's the head voice coach, so he talked to him, and we actually just saw the Suns versus the Timberwolves 2 weekends ago. We went down there.
They didn't
get a win, but, it was nice to meet him. I met Jeff Hornacek and some of the other coaches, so it was very cool.
Yeah, good times. Yeah. So the JV boys, will they be playing before the South Central Calhoun doubleheader?
I think we play once or twice next week.
But next week, okay.
This week
all right,
we are
so
done.
Nothing before South Central Calhoun. All right. So, Beth Bjorkren, thanks a lot for giving us some time. Appreciate it.